With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. As a very cool, frosty morning dawned over Kiwi Farm, a shiver was felt amongst the farmyard animals. The windmills, dams and furnaces that kept the farm in power and subsequently warmth were either going slow or not going altogether. Napoleon had made several captain's calls when she took up residence at the farmhouse many years previously. One of those was stopping the search for gas for the turbines and digging for coal for the farm's furnaces. This was Napoleon's sacrifice for the climate gods. Pronouncements were made, and Napoleon then basked in the warm glow of global adoration and wore her virtue victoriously as the beloved benevolent leader she had constructed in the annals of her own mind. But that was then. The reality now was that as the animals shivered in their pens and paddocks, and all the feed to purchase more gas and coal had been squandered by Squealer, this was Oinky Lux's problem now. But it wasn't Oinky who was incensed. That would be Jonesy, a mature black bull from the same northern pastures as Winnie Ben, who was taking great exception to the current conundrum. Jonesy was well-versed in the Machiavellian machinations of Napoleon and her ilk, having run with this herd in his youth. But now he was much older and wiser. Jonesy saw all this bluster for what it was, a steaming pile of bullshit. He'd had enough of the sacrifices to the Kaima gods when animals of Kiwi Farm were going cold and hungry, and was making it his own personal crusade to make Kiwi Farm self-sufficient again with its energy resources and to allow all animals to be safe, warm and well-fed. So as Winnie Ben is kept busy visiting other farms to help shore up Kiwi Farm's footing and rekindle relations that were left fallow after his predecessor's aversion to travel, Jonesy was back keeping the home fires burning on Kiwi Farm. Oinky was happy to defer this to his colleague. He was kept busy with Nicky Sow, with snouts down and tails up, to try and balance the books and make hide nor hair of the mess that Squealer had left. This was their chance to show all the animals of Kiwi Farm that they were the team to allow Kiwi Farm to be prosperous again. They had been busy making tough decisions around how many animals drew feed from the central farmyard and the redeployment of animals who'd grown fat on that feed from Napoleon, Chippy and Squealer were now unhappily in leaner pastures, experiencing much of what other Kiwi Farm animals had to endure under the name Aotearoa. This did not go down well with the Kunikuri. They saw all of Oinky's changes as a direct threat to all kunikuni kind, with one of the new anointed kuni to the farmhouse declaring outrageously in session, "No matter my words today, the farmhouse government will not waver in its mission to exterminate kunikuni." Hyperbole of this egregiousness had not been seen since Shalala the Gelded Show Pony had declared a glitter genocide the year previously. So, as evening fell and the animals prepared for another chilly night, delight and distraction abounded as the animals looked skywards to the most dazzling display of colour filling the night sky. And for this brief, brief moment, Kiwi Farm was one with wonder and amazement. Until at least dawn the next day. Tune in next week to hear about how the animals at Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.